The first one is a song. Is the mountain death, despair, unleaved, black-flowered, bare of goddesses of blue waterfalls, of mystic tears? Is it a stone cloud innocent of motion? Listen, he sings, the mountaineer. The lamb kneels and the livid wildcat. The lost bird waits like we wait on naked rocks as the echo across seven times seven hills ascends, descends in eternal fountains. O living, live, and dying, die, yet die not on despair. Let fly your song, your myth so strange. What triumph is so simple as a song? What gift so pure as singing mountaineers? Catch fortune. Catch the moonlit hawk. Does he sleep in an old bronze tree, or rapid as breathing wildness does he invoke the spacious night? Catch him. Here is a magic net, a thing to swing and shout about a year. A year, take it. It has lain here for centuries. Out of the dark medieval air, the Gothic voice admonishes, cast out your devils. Oh, beware. It is a grievous sin, despair. Despair, bedfellow of ring-wronging nights, I lie with you. Your aged fingers touch my eyes like snow. I cannot rise. I cannot go. I stare into your dark as if gulped by a toad. Your vast narcissus pool reflects the lag of spring, where lost selves drown and broken wings of Grecian birds drift to unspoken shores. There are no angels anymore. The light is wide. Too plain for limping quail, the fox in pain, the ashes and the child's bright hair, the card queen dropped, holding her iris, the skull void of surprise. Do I joy that I have eyes? Old sin, despair, too practiced lover clasping me, a dream like a long-legged crane may fly from lake to lake. But when I try to take you with me, love, I cannot fly. Am I the dreamer or the dream? If not the dreamer I, but dream, I shall not stay in your cruel mind. A wall is without meaning to a specter. If I can move from your embrace, if I can dare a speculative new grass shore, then this dream can live.